God has a way of training us and teaching us to depend on His providence as we try to do His will. And Jesus sent His disciples out on a training mission. Let's read about it in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And when Jesus had called unto Him His 12 disciples, He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, or into any city of the Samaritans do not enter, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet a staff. For the workman is worthy of his food. And into whatever city or town you shall enter, inquire in it who is worthy, and there abide until you go from there. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return unto you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Truly I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. You see, if I was going out on some kind of mission like that, I would have taken extra money. I would have taken maybe an extra pair of shoes. You know, they had to walk everywhere they went. And there would come a time when Jesus would say, now's the time to go out. Take money, take a sword for protection. But at this time, He was training them. He was teaching them, showing them that God would provide for them if they would do the will of the Father, as proclaimed by Jesus Christ. You see, we need that confidence in our life. God is going to take care of us. If we go Jesus' way, it may be sort of scary, but Jesus will provide for us. The Holy Spirit will provide what we need, the grace we need. I found that to be so in my life. Even in the matter of starting this ministry that you're hearing from, all kinds of obstacles were in the way. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know how I was going to get the resources that I needed to do the things that I believe God was calling me to do. But they have come my way. God wants us to believe Him. And Jesus was training His disciples. Go out and do all this ministry. But don't take along money or an extra coat or shoes or a staff. God will provide for you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank You that You have taught me that You will take care of me. I prepare the best that I can and try to make whatever preparations that I am able to do Your will. But the important thing is that I do Your will and trust You to take care of me. Thank You, O Lord, because You always have taken care of me. And I pray that all will see that when You ask someone to do something, when You commission them to a task, You will provide for them as they go in faith, in obedience, in Jesus' name. Amen.